Sometimes fiction can help us see the world more clearly than the news can. And since the war started, I've been thinking about the fiction writer Etgar Keret. He is a beloved Israeli author of short stories and other writings. His work can be absurd, fantastical, and poetic.
Hi, Etgar.
Yay.
Hi, I'm Ari.
Hi.
This morning, I got to visit him at the apartment in a leafy neighborhood of Tel Aviv, where he lives with his wife and a white rabbit named Hanzo.
He's a protection rabbit.
How so?
He's always alert, and, you know, he's like a Rottweiler, but only, no, I'm just kidding.
The Rottweiler of rabbits.
When I interviewed him in 2019, Etgar Keret told me fiction helps him make sense of a crazy world. And now the world seems even crazier. So I asked what fiction is doing for him today.
So I started writing during my compulsory army service, being one of the worst soldiers in the history of the IDF, and basically... having my best friend die in my arms, you know. So I got into writing, you know, really out of despair. It was kind of like a last option, you know. And I think ever since then, there is something about writing that it functions like an airbag in a car. You know.
An airbag.
Yeah.
Cushions.
COVID, a terrorist attack. My girlfriend dumped me. I run to the computer and I write something, and it's as if like it's both something that protects me from reality and at the same time can create the bridge to reality.
Yeah.
And also makes me understand myself, you know.
Yeah.
So I really don't remember any time in my life that was bad that I didn't write in.
Yeah.
But this time it was as if like there was nothing to write, because I guess that for writing you need to have a bit of a solid ground, this kind of feeling. You should know up from down. You should know what your name is. You know, if you don't hold that, you cannot do anything.
Etgar Keret told me he's been doing something that might sound strange. He and his wife drive to places where survivors of the massacre gather. Maybe he says it's a reading or they do yoga, but really it's just a place to be together. Kind of like an AA meeting, he said. And sometimes he taps little things out on his iPhone's notes app. It's not the kind of writing he's used to, but it's what he's doing now.
And the weird thing is that I made these friends through these 2 weeks, and it's not friends, it's we're kind of, I don't know, we're survivors, we're running for cover together, but I've been building this kind of little group of people who like my stories and who seem to be sensitive and lost, and I send them stories every couple of days.
Really?
It's like I'm on vibrate mode, you know. I need so
will,
so.
Will you show me? Or yeah, I assume it's in Hebrew. Will you tell
me? I have
me?
It in English, actually. I'm sitting at home on my balcony. From below, I can hear a little boy making the sound of the rocket sirens, and his father scolding him. Apartment buildings in Tel Aviv are crowded and close together. And when the next door neighbors fight, their shouts echo through our living room. I'm sick of this, shouts the neighbor's girl tearfully. I can't do it anymore. But daddy, her mom starts to explain, and the girl interrupts. I'm sick of daddy too. After a pause, she adds, he loves the soldiers more than he loves me. It's just like things that happen. I just try to capture them, you know?
Yeah. It's funny. I don't know what I expected when I came to talk to you, but I think I imagined some sort of omniscient fiction writer. And what I hear from you is that you are as lost in a fog searching for your way as anyone.
For sure. And again, you know, and I tell you one last story, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can leave. If you, you know,
I would stay here all day.
So... one morning, I'm getting a WhatsApp from a guy I don't know. He's an officer about to go to Gaza. And he says, I don't know you, but I need your help with something. This is the contact info of my ex-girlfriend. She dumped me. And I just want to ask you that if I die, you will contact her and say to her, I'm sorry for everything, and that I went to this world thinking about her. And I kind of say to him, look, I don't know you.
Why would he give you that message?
So I said, I don't know you, you know, I don't know her, you know, I don't know, ask your family or friends. And he said, she's very angry with me, and And I'm not sure if she will listen to any of them, but you're her favorite author. So if you call her, she'll listen to you. So, of course, immediately I WhatsApp the girl.
He hadn't even gone into...
Yeah, no, no, battle, no. And just, I said to her,
you're jumping the gun.
Yeah, no. I said to her, listen, I'm not going to, I have a lot of on my head. And I'm not going to Google your ex-boyfriend's name every day just to see if he died. You know, I have other things.
Sure, you have priorities.
To deal with. So I'm telling you what he said, do with it what you want. You know, if you want to say to him something before he dies, go ahead, you know, it's really...
Wash your hands of it.
And I get a WhatsApp back, you know, like much more relaxed than my WhatsApp, you know. And she said, would you like to know why I dumped him?
And
I said, yes. And then she told me, maybe I shouldn't share that, you know. But immediately I say, oh my God, you know, I don't like this guy so much anymore. And me and this girl, we're kind of... friends now, and I sent her stories like every couple of days.
In this moment, I know that people all over the country are sending clothes and food and basic supplies. What's the good of sending stories?
You know, first of all, I said to Shira a long time ago.
Shira is your wife.
To my wife, yeah. I wish I was good at other things too. You know, I'm a bad driver. I can't cook. I don't know how to do many things. But I think that, you know, I think in war, you can be confused only in stories. If you try to be confused on Facebook, you know, they're going to tear you to pieces. You know, This is an atmosphere where if somebody wants to say something positive, general, and naive, everybody will attack him. Mm-hmm. If you want to say something that is negative, shallow, and extreme, everybody say, okay, this is an argument. You know, if I say now, how about we'll blow up the entire region, then people say, okay, we talk with that. But if I say... You know, I feel sad when I see any human being dying, then they say, oh my God, you know, here he goes again, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm saying that there is these things that at least art allows you to do that because it's so irrelevant and unimportant. It's really, it's almost like the ethic, it's the hiding place for your emotions during war, you know, go and put them there, you know, go read a story, go read a poem, go write a poem. Because if you try to interact with people and bring your complexity, you know, they're going to rip you to pieces.
Well, Edgar Carrot, I'm so grateful for the chance to meet you and talk to you, especially during this difficult time. Thank you for having us in your home today.
Thank you.